This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Greta Mart with KCBX News. Many in San Luis Obispo County are more than ready to forget about elections for now and focus on other matters. But there is sizable public pushback over an election-related matter now before the County Board of Supervisors. District 1 Supervisor John Pichong is spearheading a move to allow people to donate up to $25,000 to candidates for county offices like sheriff, district attorney, and supervisor.
$25,000? This is for local races? Wow. I mean, that's an incredibly high amount. Well, I mean, where did they come up with that?
That's election finance expert David Gould. He's the president of the California Political Treasurers Association, and he's one of the authors of California's Political Reform Act of 1974.
Money in politics is going to continue to be a tough issue for our nation and for local communities. And I fear the direction that SLO County may be going with this proposal is going to make money more of a factor, not less of a factor.
That's termed out State Senator Bill Mauning, talking about the proposed new ordinance. There is currently no limit to the amount people and groups can donate to candidates for county offices. The state legislature wanted to change that and passed a new law that kicks in on January 1st. It sets a limit to campaign contributions at just under $5,000. But individual cities and counties across California can pass local campaign laws, and they can set whatever limit they want. If they don't set their own rules, the state law is now the default. And the Fair Political Practices Commission tracks and enforces campaign limits. The local ordinance, poised to be finalized this week, sets a limit of $25,000, five times that of statewide limits.
I don't like it. I think that's way too high. I think the role of money in politics has resulted in fewer people participating as voters because they see money talking and their vote being worth less and less.
Over 100 local residents who wrote emails and made phone calls to the supervisors agree with Mauning and oppose the cap amount.
I think even in this hyper-polarized climate we're living in, one thing we can agree on is that the less big money in politics, the better for little folks in our community.
The average citizen cannot marshal a lot of money to contribute, and the limits should reflect what the average person can provide, not huge organizations.
I need to know what the purpose of this is because there's no explanation that makes any sense. I do not want five times more glossy mailers in my mailbox that go directly to my recycle bin. I do not want five times more signage on the roads and in front of houses. I do not look forward to five times more radio advertising, TV advertising, and noise. It does not propel democracy to let the person with the most money put out the most advertising.
That was SLO County residents Virginia Roof, Mike Brown, and Lindy Owen. They want the county limit to match the state's or even be lower. So does the League of Women Voters, says local chapter co-president Cindy Marie Absey.
The League's problem with this is for decades we've supported campaign finance practices that seek to combat undue influence and to allow more candidates to compete more equitably for office and thereby promoting citizen participation in politics.
Absey says with public confidence in government institutions at an all-time low,
we have to work harder than ever to restore the public's trust. And that really falls to our public officials to do that. So for us to see a cap of $25,000 in San Luis Obispo just seems to counter the efforts of the state and even some of the language of the ordinance itself.
But Supervisors Pichong, Arnold, and Compton have now voted twice in favor of setting a $25,000 campaign contribution limit, and they are poised to set the new cap into law. One of Pichong's stated reasons for the high limit is that it doesn't apply to campaign contributors who are independent of the candidate, like political action committees. And if PACs can accept unlimited contributions, then challenging candidates,
to be able to defend themselves, they need to be able to raise money.
Supervisor Debbie Arnold echoed Pichong's rationale.
None of this prohibits individual expenditures. In other words, if you're staying away from the candidate, you can send out a lot of messages, a lot of TV commercials, et cetera. You could have all that going on and the candidate without the ability to raise enough money to get close to being able to communicate to the voters could be disadvantaged.
and that a low contribution cap would bar people new to political office.
With stricter limits, I believe it would inhibit new candidates that tried to step up the opportunity to get their message out, get their name out, have people know who they are, what they're trying to say, what they're trying to do for their jurisdiction.
That's just bull. That doesn't make any sense. A federal limit on contributions is $2,800 to give the president of the United States.
That's David Gould again. The proposed $25,000 cap, says Cindy Marie Absey, is
significantly larger than other counties that have also adopted their own caps. For instance, Sonoma County, with a population of almost twice San Luis Obispo's population, has a cap of $2,500.
Supervisor Bruce Gibson also doesn't buy Pashong's and Arnold's reasoning, and he casts the lone no vote.
I believe it is poor policy. The state contribution limits are more than adequate, and I believe it would improve our political process to limit the corrosive effects of even more money.
Even Supervisor Lynn Compton questioned the high amount.
I have to say I'm a little uncomfortable with the $25,000. I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
Nevertheless, Compton voted in favor of the $25,000 cap and other stipulations that give wide latitude to big fundraising in the county. Another objection to the high cap plan concerns John Pashong's campaign consultancy company. A, quote, full-service strategic political consulting and public affairs firm, of which he is a partner, Meridian Pacific manages political campaigns across California. For example, a coalition of oil and gas companies paid his firm almost $750,000 to run the No on G campaign, successfully defeating the anti-fracking county ballot measure in 2018. But Pashong says there's no conflict.
I got a letter from Mr. McEwen in Morro Bay this morning that asked me to recuse myself. I have, and my firm has not done any political races in San Luis Obispo County for elected county offices for the last 4 years since I've been elected, and I will not be doing any while I serve as supervisor in San Luis Obispo County.
However, when he is no longer with the county, then his firm may well benefit from a $25,000 cap,
says Absey. Michael Lattner is a political science professor at Cal Poly and senior fellow at the Union for Concerned Scientists.
As someone who studies electoral rules for a living, I really don't think you could come up with a worse piece of legislation in terms of protecting the integrity of these offices.
Lattner says there definitely is a conflict of interest in the proposed ordinance.
This is John Pashong's proposal. It points to the hypocrisy, I think. I mean, if anything, Mr. Pashong should have at least had the courage to name it the John Pashong Investment Act, because it really is sort of absurd to think that someone whose business it is to consult on political campaigns would be coming up with this kind of a piece of legislation.
The statewide campaign contribution law, which goes into effect on January 1st, was passed over a year ago. In order to bypass that, individual municipalities have to have their own law in effect by then. Here's Supervisor Compton again.
I don't like defaulting to the state on things, so I like the fact that we're going to do our own ordinance, it sounds like. And if we decide it's not working, then we can tweak it in the future as long as we have something in place.
But those opposed say there's no need to pass these new rules, and it sets a dangerous precedent for local democracy, says Lattner.
If you open up this system and you make Slo County the only county where you can buy off a campaign and purchase yourself influence in a county supervisor's campaign or a DA's campaign or the sheriff's campaign, you're really having the effect of just really stifling free speech.
During an introduction of the new ordinance Tuesday, Pashong says there will be another public hearing at the November 17th board meeting. The public can email comments to the county board of supervisors or staff in the meantime, something that Absey of the League of Women Voters urges.
People can still make their voices heard, and that's democracy at work. If you're concerned about campaign finance limits and caps and the influence of big money in our local campaigns, this is something our citizens need to care about and get involved in now, because the decision will be made within the month of November.
With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mar, reporting in San Luis Obispo County.